you're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today from the Home Results Group, Mr. Wayne Beisel, Mr. Greg Jablonski. We could have actually done two shows today.
We've been here for a little bit, yes.
Good morning there, Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Or afternoon.
Yes.
Or evening. It could run into. It actually started in the morning and continued through afternoon.
It's true.
Well, so how are you guys doing?
Good.
Surviving the snow?
Doing
yep.
well.
Yep.
It can quit, though. I'm tired.
Yes. I'm tired of snow blowing. I'm tired of shoveling.
At least it's warm again.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, you get in the 30s and everything. Life is a lot better then.
It is. You got that. You have that correct. Well, how are sales in your office this week, gentlemen?
Not too bad. Got a few things going on. So we had a few closings going on. So we got a few coming up. And we got a few new listings coming up. So life is good.
Good.
Yep. It's actually been busy for this time of the year.
I was going to say.
Even to go through another step, life is good. I've been 43 years anniversary coming up here. You know, so it's
you
life
do?
Is good, yes.
43 years?
To the same woman.
You get the bell, Wayne.
She's a saint.
Patty is definitely a saint. Let's just say that.
Congratulations and happy anniversary. 43 years.
Very serious about that, yeah.
That is. Wow. So is this normally, I mean, you hear from other realtors and you hear it on the radio and in the news and stuff that the market really starts after Super Bowl, but that's not the case this year is what it seems to be. Is that a correct statement?
It's picking up now. And by that, I think the spring market is starting. People are getting ready for the spring market. Maybe it's more than that aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, like I say, we're talking a few listings that we've got coming on, but they want to wait a little bit. So some are coming to the end of February, first part of March.
Yeah, for us, I don't think it's been that there hasn't been any activity. There's been activity. It's been steady. So I guess what you're looking at is the possibility of spring is really going to be busy, because if you're at a good steady pace through these months, I think it's going to really be an exciting spring, to be honest with you.
There still is a shortage of homes, so it's still a seller's market.
And it's a serious shortage, too.
Yes.
Wow. Do you think that's ever going to correct itself?
No,
because that's
don't.
Been going on a long time, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And especially in Hastings because of the lack of construction over the years?
Well, that's a two-sided thing, Dan. You know that. It's not just the city of Hastings. It's not just our market. But
it's
how you can get things done within Hastings and the regulations and red tape to get developments done. That's why you're not seeing a lot of stuff. I mean, that is in the stall mode, and it's all because of things that are imposed upon developers and builders. There's just you can't skirt that issue anymore.
Well, we hear, for example, we had a story here months ago in Cottage Grove where there's like a couple hundred home development going in up there and stuff. Are those cities that seem to be easier to do business in seeing the home shortage that is in, like, say, our area?
Yes, I just think those cities seem to be more proactive.
Okay.
And is this something that you can't turn around in a year? It's taken it's taken city policies and I guess city attitudes and the city government here years and years to bring it to its knees, more or less. And so now with that, that's really, you know, it's hurt the school systems. It's hurt the local businesses. So, you know, it's like I think we have a new mayor, and I think she recognizes those facts, but it takes a long time to turn this ship around.
It doesn't happen overnight.
It does not happen. And there have to be some real serious adjustments to get things to happen in this town. And I don't know if it is. You know, we'll still always have our lots. We'll have our developments. We'll continue to build. And it's, I don't think seriously going to affect us, but it's a difficult situation to work with the city staff right now.
Specific listings that you'd like to talk about?
Well, we've got a couple, but one, and that's at 1551 Carlton Drive, and that house will be at 259.9 is where we've got it listed. Mm-hmm. Very nice. It's across from the Catholic Church up there. Very nice area. Very nice.
Yep.
Very nice home, period.
It is really a nice home.
That is a nice area.
One level. So if anybody's thinking that they want to downsize, you know, we just don't get units like that very often. It's one here and one there. And boy, when they come up, they go relatively quick. So We're looking for this one to be sold at its price right. I mean, new units today are well over 300,000. So that makes this really, really a nice home.
Now, if folks want to get a hold of you on that, how can they do that?
They can call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for either Wayne or Greg or anyone from the Home Results Group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about, or should we move to our topic of the week?
Let's go to the topic of the week.
What areas in your home are more important to pay attention to when getting ready to sell? And we were kind of talking off air through our hour or so, our pre-show.
We solved all those problems.
Our pre-show show. And you said something interesting that, and I really do listen, Greg, Wayne, I do listen to him.
Listen is one thing, but do you take it to heart? That's the other part of the question here. And we'll just leave that open-ended like that.
Open that door,
I'm
Greg.
I'm speechless.
Yes.
You said something interesting, though, Greg. You said, like, the entryway. Mm-hmm. And you think about it, and that is the first impression.
Yes.
And that has to be important. Let's and talk about that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, currently I'm doing a remodel on a home. And so start doing your research and, you know, what's important and what's changed. Of course, we're opening up the living room and the kitchen and putting in a new kitchen and going through all that. And but the room that, I'll be honest with you, I never paid a lot of attention to was the entryway.
Uh-huh.
And right. This particular home, it's a very popular floor plan from years back. I called it the Monster. And it just had a really big open level. The dining room's open to the family room. And so it's a nice space. But when you walk into it, it's very confined. And that's what you have to deal with. So because everything today you want opened up. Right. So in order to adjust that space, you have to be able to open things up so you can see the other rooms and, you know, make it more inviting for that entryway. And what you do in that entryway, and to do an accent wall and maybe do some trimming on that wall. You know, there's so many ideas, and I don't know if anybody else goes on Pinterest, but it is an excellent site for ideas on what to do to your different rooms in the home.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I really think it's got good. And then recently in one of our home builder magazines, there was an article about entryways and how that has become so important to a home. Because the first thing people see when they walk into that home, that says everything about your entire home. And I think when you're doing updating, even if you're going to be selling 5 years from now, 4 years from now, I think it's important to do those things now. And then you know, enjoy it for a few years after you get it done. And yeah, there might be some small construction with openings and stairwells and, you know, that's just the way things are done today.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But yeah, it makes sense. When you said that, I thought to myself, wow, that is your first mm-hmm. impression. Mm-hmm. And it better look its best.
Yes, and that's important. It's also mainly mostly the decorating, you know, so you can add some things to it. And, you know, of course, in any family home, you like to have family pictures and do it on a nice wall. And I know the current hot button is to go in and, you know, kind of like panelize it, but it's strictly putting moldings on the existing walls and creating square spaces. And then it really looks nice. So I think if you get a good idea, you go on Pinterest.
Okay. Now, is that do you have to belong to it? Or
no, it's just a website. You just Google it.
Okay.
Yep, a lot of good ideas.
Okay, so remodeling. Do you know anybody that is good at remodeling?
Yeah, we'll do some. But this is more of a decorating thing. Painters and small uh-huh. trimming. It really is for the average homeowner to do that kind of stuff. If you get into opening up walls, yeah, we can do that part. But, mm-hmm. you know, there's not a serious amount of construction. So if you know somebody that is carpenter skills and things like that, you can easily go in and, in this case, we're opening up a wall to see more of the family room, and we've adjusted the back entry closet so that it's got more space, because in the old days, they just put in a 3-foot hall, and everything was just jammed, you know, and there was only 36 inches for a hall. So we basically were able to do some wall changes and widen it out, so it gets involved when you get to that level where you want to change hallway widths and change closets, and we're putting in an open shelf on the end of a closet. So I think it'll be quite attractive. And I think that's what is good for all homes. And if you're thinking about selling 2, 3, 4 years from now, I think it's a good time. You may as well enjoy that and get some of that stuff done. It may cost you a few thousand dollars too.
But like you said, enjoy it for a little bit, and then you get that money back.
Yep, yep. And I think it really is, you know, I do think everybody takes pride in their homes, and I think doing things like that's really, really a big plus for your home.
Mm-hmm.
And we did just appraise one, and boy, you can tell that's what they did. You walk into that house, and it's like, what was it, 1960s home?
1964.
Yeah. Okay. And
where they were small, closed in.
And it is small and closed in. But then when you walked into, through the living room, they had added an addition to the back and new kitchen, blew it up, and it is meticulous. I mean, it is almost like a model home. It's like nobody lives in that home. It's decorated nicely. It is just so sweet. And, of course, it's got the old Leonard Bower thing with the Chucky Reuter plaster with the oatmeal ceilings and the cove plaster, and so it's all plaster. It's all hardwood floors and all the bedrooms, so it's a very nice home.
It's a beautiful, like I mentioned to Greg this morning, you just felt comfortable sitting there. So yes, what they did was a very, very nice job.
Yes. And
that home, by the way, will be coming on the market here in February.
Yeah, yeah. But you see, that's what I'm talking about. Now, they did that, how many years ago did they do that?
They did that a couple of years back, yes.
Yeah, a couple, three, four, or something like that. And they've had time to enjoy that home. And I think they have truly enjoyed it because they were very relaxed when we were doing the appraisal and talking about marketing and all that. And you could just tell it is really a comfortable home. And that's what I think, that when you spend those dollars, and I'm sure it was extensive in their case, you can enjoy that home for the next few years, and you're always going to get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nice thing. I think when you spend this money, it is going to increase your value. And that's the hardest thing when we walk into a house and we do appraisal. Well, you should do this, you should do that. Well, you can't do things last minute. So if you're thinking you may make
a
life change 5 years from now, start now.
Right.
Do this little room. And today we're talking about how important the entryway is to a house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can start there. But certainly kitchens and all that, very important. And some things can be done modestly and not terribly expensive. Because I know when you start moving walls and to do what these folks did, that was the full program.
Well, you know, in full disclosure, your son and you helped us remodel a home that we bought.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how much that we spent on that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I'm here to tell you that we've already, after, you know, 4 years, we're into the fifth year now, for some reason the value of that home's gone up that same amount right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it has. But you
but
see,
I have to pay taxes on it now, though.
Didn't you work that out with the guy who just left you?
You get that. You get the bell.
Oh, but you know, taxes are a horrible issue.
It took 4 years, but it caught, you know, the value has gone up a little bit more than that already.
The good news to help here. Now, I just heard on the radio, I just caught tidbits, but there is an initiative and there's something taking place now with someone trying to get governments to be responsible.
No.
I know. It's a hard thing to believe. And so I don't know. Maybe I was dreaming that, but I swear I heard it on the radio. And what the heck was that station? I think it was 1460.
That's where you hear all the good.
There was some news on that, and it was on your station actually.
You know, I heard that. I'm going to dig into that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, because it was, it's I don't know what it is. One of these political groups that they're trying to do it. So, and that's good because you know the important thing is there has to be relief once you hit age 65. There's got to be something in the tax deals. And I'm also elated to hear that Craig, our senator, there's a new, and I don't know how you get this information, about lunch shaming.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And that just hits a nerve with me because
Craig is making it on a federal level, and Tony Juergens working on with it on a state level.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, that's very, very important. I know I talked to Carla Bingham about it too, but that's got to get resolved. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a nonsense thing.
That is, yeah.
And those are the things that government have to be more responsible on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't handle how kids get lunches, you got a long ways to go on being a responsible person. And if you're in the public service sector, get it done. Because, you know, I have to be honest with you, we talked about it with our school superintendent about that maybe 2 months ago, and I haven't heard anything, but the last word was, we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in my life, I always take things that I think should be done and say, we shouldn't be talking about it. That should have already been done. We should have had a policy that prevented that. So mm-hmm. I don't know how I got on that subject, but I went into it pretty well.
I know
it's a very important item, and it's part of the city.
He addressed that on one of his shows here.
He did.
That in Hastings that they don't do that. And okay. they have different ways. Well, he's gone now, but he was here, they weren't going to shame any kids. For he thought the same exact way you did. So
yeah, and that's good. And I just, but it's one of those things that just is like that thing that happened. I think it was in Richfield.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable that anybody would do that. So back to our thing. I mean, it all goes with the community, and the schools are a part of your community, and all the things that are important here.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys got to keep tabs on it all.
But you have that right. But getting back to getting ready to sell.
He doesn't think so.
I agree, but we were talking real estate, and somehow we got off on a totally different tangent.
Well, schools are important for real
schools
estate.
Schools are important, yes.
For real estate.
It is.
You went to school, didn't you?
Even graduated.
Oh,
wow. Okay. But so now's the time to think about it. And like I say, your son did a fabulous job on our place, and it's already regained its value. I mean, we're getting paid back for it away.
Yes.
So you're exactly right. So really think ahead is what the moral is here.
And it is expensive, Dan, as you know.
It is. Yes, it is.
And you have to enjoy it, but your value's there. And, you know, some things have changed. And then we started talking about affordable housing. And I think what's really changed there is that when we were growing up, it was that you could get a small, nice home, and it was very affordable. Today, that's just not there. I think the affordable home today has now become officially the apartment. And that's kind of a sad reality when you start talking about it, but it's your per month and what you can afford. And you start talking about homes starting at $300,000, and then we're back to how the cities are and the approvals and the requirements and all that, and it drives the price of lots up. And it just, then our taxes, I think that's where we started with that whole issue, is how taxes and government should be more responsible, because real estate taxes have to be less, which means they're going to have to be on smaller budgets. And if you are 65, you need to get smaller taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Then that will help make homes more affordable. If we get lesser taxes, kids starting out, you know, they can't afford $5,000, $6,000 a year in taxes. I mean, that's a little nuts.
No, that is crazy.
But maybe it isn't. I don't know.
Well, one more time before we go, how can folks get a hold of you?
You got something to add to that?
I was going to say, obviously we hit a hot button.
Yeah.
We sure did.
I'm trying to rein this in.
I didn't have to talk much. That was not bad, I guess. But if you want to reach us, you can reach us at 651-437-2121. Ask for either Greg or Wayne or anybody from the Home Results Group.
There you go. Thank you, gentlemen. It's
been
fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our agents today from the Home Results Group, Wayne Beisel. We also have Greg Jablonski. If you want to get a hold of them, you can call Wayne on his cell phone, 612-599-5534, or Greg at 651-248-0366 or 437-2121 and ask for anyone from the Home Results Group.